I got a couple of ladies joining us here in the studio. We got to make sure I get their names right here. I have Beth Dardis and Brittany Wren.
Hello. You got it.
We got it? Okay. And they are with the Rippin' Dough Company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not talking money here, are we?
No.
Not yet.
Okay.
Cookie dough.
So, Brittany, I'm going to ask you to pull that microphone a little bit closer to you. It's not going to go off in your face.
So. Okay. There we go.
All right. So, this is basically a brand new business. When was it that you started out? You're on Watson Street,
yep,
right?
Watson Street. Yep. We opened up in July.
Okay.
And we've been working on it probably since February. Me and my husband bought the building, and then we are running the bottom with Rip and Doco.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is that's in the 200 block. So what's the address then?
223.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's in the old Canoes building, one of the middle bar
right.
area.
Now, you were not a baker by profession.
No.
You're a nurse, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep. I work in the cardiology clinic at SSM.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth, you were not a baker either. You're retired. What was it you did? You worked in the North Fond du Lac School District as a...
Yes, as a speech therapist.
As a speech mm-hmm. therapist.
Yeah, I was there for 30-plus years doing that with young children and retired in May. And Brittany was looking for a partner. And we always like to bake together. Mm-hmm. So we really kind of honed our skills this spring and decided to dive into business.
Now, if I would have been smart, because you brought a tray of cookies in with you, if I would have been smart, I would have taken a picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that they're sitting up there in our kitchenette, they're probably not going to be sitting there for very long. But tell us a little bit about, you brought, it looked like three different varieties, was it?
Yep. Okay. We brought our almond raz, which is an almond-based cookie dough, and then we put raspberry jam, and then sprinkle it with some almonds on top. And then the other one was a ginger snap, which we call O-snap, and that's got a cream cheese filling, or topping. And then the other one was cookie chaos, which has peanut butter, oats, M&Ms, chocolate chips, pretty much all the good stuff into one cookie.
That one sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Although I do like the almond, too. Uh-huh, so yeah. Almond cookies are good. But at some point, you had a eureka moment. What was that?
I mean, we, to be honest, Rippin' is kind of what drew us to wanting to do this, too. I mean, I moved out to Rosendale probably about 4 or 5 years ago and came from Fond du Lac. Didn't go out to Rippin' much, but once we moved out to Rosendale, we went out there a lot more and just kind of fell in love with it out there. And the community downtown is just so nice and welcoming and friendly, and there's always so many things to do for such a small town that we just kind of fell in love with it. So then when that building came up for sale, we just thought we want to be a part of it. And then, you know, figured out what are some things that we could bring. And we didn't think that there was too much of like a bakery or things like that. And so we thought, well, we're good at baking, so let's give it a shot.
You know, when I was living in Fond du Lac for a while, they had a couple of bakeries. They're both gone now.
Yeah.
But just walking through a neighborhood with a bakery, and you could smell that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like doing its own advertising, just kind of drawing you in, you know. So,
yeah.
But that was always good. So now you're in business. You've got a ribbon cutting coming up on Friday.
On Friday at noon.
And a grand opening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, so at our ribbon cutting's at noon. We're going to have a couple of deals going on then, too. We're going to put out some samples of our nitro cold brew that we have and get people to try that. Nitro cold brew is kind of a newer thing. A lot of people come into the place and they don't really know what it is, so we usually like to let people try it before they buy it. But it just kind of is a smoother coffee, I feel like, and you can add whatever milks you want to put in, or syrups, or you can just have it plain too. Mm-hmm. And then We have our merch. We'll have our merch now for sale, so people can come and get that. We kind of got like a cool retro look, so I feel like a lot of people have been asking us for merch too. So we'll have that to offer as well.
Do you have a website? Or
yep, we have a website, www.contactrippindoco.com.
Doco.
Yeah. Okay. Or it's actually www.rippindoco.com. Yes, yeah, that was our email that I gave out.
That's okay. Some people might want to comment. Yeah. So, you know. But, okay, so so that's going on. Mm-hmm. And you're doing that. You're both, now you're retired. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Brittany, you're still working.
Yep. I'm occasional at the clinic, so I can work as little as one shift a month. Mm-hmm. And as right now, that is what I'm doing. I would like to work a couple more days during the week, or more often, I guess, than once a month, because I do really like I really liked that job as well. But, you know, as we're growing and kind of getting this going, that's my main focus. So, yeah.
All right. So you have the nitro cold brew. Mm-hmm. And cookies, do you do any other baking or?
Yep, we do have our cinnamon roll sundae, which we do get a lot of people asking for cinnamon rolls every single day. And we had a customer say, you know that people like cinnamon rolls on Friday and Saturday too. And I was like, yes, we know. But we're just trying to start out and see what we can all handle first. And so far the cinnamon rolls on Sundays have been going really well. So we're working on making that an everyday situation as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you take orders then?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
We've had people, you can put orders in on our website. You can also send us an email with an order. And we've had people call and order too.
How big an order can you take?
Well, we haven't had too many large orders, but we would love to. We've had somebody mention like a wedding before to us. Mm-hmm. We'd be willing to do something like that or any kind of event like that. Yeah, I mean, we're ready and willing to do any big orders that people throw our way.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else to ask you, but so this is a fairly new business. Mm-hmm. You're going. You got your grand opening. You got your ribbon cutting coming up. So,
yeah, we're excited to get into the community. We've done a few community things. We were at the Ripon
Taste
College.
Of Ripon yesterday, of Ripon. Where they have all the, you know, vendors from around the town giving out samples, and that was a lot of fun to see all the college students and let them know that we have cookies and milk and lemonades and coffees, and we passed out a lot of cookies. They were pretty big smiles.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what kind of feedback are you getting? You mentioned some of it right there, but I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting from folks?
I feel like people are happy that we're there to have a bakery. I know a lot of people are asking for bread, so that is something, too, that we're working on, getting that on the menu, too. But I think people are happy that cookies are back in Ripon, and and they just, you know, like that. And our place, I feel like, has a really comfortable vibe where people can come and sit and relax and study if they want to or visit. And, yeah.
So you basically have your own recipes, or
do you? Yep.
Because a lot of folks have the tradition of just passing down recipes. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, we do have some that are passed down from grandmas and grandpas and things like that, but we do have a few of our own recipes too. And at this, for the grand opening too, we'll be revealing our and starting our monthly mystery cookie. So we do have our main seven that we offer that will be all the time. But we wanted to kind of get into our own creativity and kind of work on presenting a new cookie each month that will be on rotation. So we do have a mystery cookie coming on Friday with our or this weekend. So I can't tell you what it is, but it's really good.
Now, you mentioned your main seven, and we probably got three of the seven up there in our kitchenette, but what are your main seven?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a OG, which is a original gangster chocolate chip cookie. And we have, let's see, a striped dainty, which we kind of fashioned after the striped dainty that Rip and Good Cookies had. So it's got dark chocolate on the bottom and a buttery cookie and then stripes on top white and dark chocolate. A trailblazer, which is a gluten-free option for people, because we do have lots of people coming to ask about that. And that's kind of a peanut butter and almond butter base, and then it's got lots of nuts and seeds in it. That kind of a trailblazer cookie, granola kind of cookie.
There you go.
What am I missing?
We did the almond raz, the O snap, Choco-Lux, that's for your chocolate lovers. That's like a chocolate cookie with chocolate chips and toffee on the inside, and then fudge and toffee on top. That one's been one of my favorites recently, too, with it nice and warm, because we do serve our cookies warm, too. So doing, like, you know, a little scoop of ice cream, going to Sweet and Salty, get a scoop of ice cream, get your hot Choco-Lux coffee or cookie, and that would be my heaven.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we've only been open 4 weeks, and the first weekend we were just blown away with how many people showed up for us. It was really heartwarming, the kindness, and we, of course, were not ready for that. So we, quickly baked and baked and baked to prepare for Saturday. We opened Friday, so Saturday we were ready. With lots of cookies, and it was really, really nice to see people showing up for that.
So there's the two of you. I'm assuming you've got other help?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. My husband Eric has been helping a lot with, like the maintenance and things like that, and he also comes on Saturdays and Sundays and helps, you know, in the kitchen or behind the counter. And my sister Sarah has been helping us. She's come almost every single weekend and helped us too. And then I have two boys that will sometimes, if they're willing, come and help with the dishes.
Yeah. I have four daughters. And one of my other daughters was a barista in Fond du Lac. So she's helped us immensely learning how to make the coffee drinks and how to do this and that. And she's come in a few times too. And her husband does a lot of marketing, so he's helped us with that. So it's a real family deal.
Nice. Well, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you what your hours are, just so folks know when you're open.
Yeah, so Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5. And we've been staying open later on Fridays because a lot of, with the music and everything on Friday nights, so sometimes we're open till like 8 on Friday. And then Sunday is 10 to 2.
Okay. Yes. And again, you're located at 223 Watson Street?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. And the grand opening is Friday. The ribbon cutting is at high noon, right?
Yep, exactly.
So you're going to be all stocked full of cookies that
you
day,
betcha.
Right?
Okay. We're ready.
Well, I have to ask, are you going to offer seasonal cookies? You got Halloween and Christmas coming up.
Yeah, well, that'll kind of be a part of our rotation, too, is kind of based off of the months and you know, the seasons of those months, too. So, yeah. And for Christmas, you know, we're kind of working up some deals on how to do, I guess, like another thing that I want to mention is that we do dough to go. So people can come and buy our dough and then take that home and make it themselves. We do say on the container that it is not edible just as cookie dough, but we have had a lot of people come in and just want a spoon and cookie dough. Yeah. So we do offer that as well.
That's a kid-like thing that you never outgrow.
Yes. Anyway. And I always tell them, you're not supposed to do that. And they say, well, I've been doing it for years. And I'm like, okay, you know, what you do at home with your cookie dough is fine with me. It's out of my hands then.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you for coming in. Don't know if I said this, but I saw a tray full of cookies go by the door here. So, or a plate full of cookies anyway. So, Rip and Dough Company, they are open for business, have been for about 4 weeks, located at 223 Watson Street in Ripon. We'd like to thank Beth Dardis and her daughter, Brittany Wren, for joining us this morning, and good luck to you in your business.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for letting us tell our story.
It's a good story to tell.